It was a burn of some type. Now, what was it?
Not a burn.
No, but it was called a burn, was
it?
It
was an infection, sort of. It was a kind of a sore
abrasion.
Place, sore place on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have a core in it, kind of. It would have some.
Oh, a boil.
A boil. Other names for it?
No, not that
okay,
I can.
You drain out the.
The pus.
Had to drain out the pus.
Or the core. You get the core out if it was a boil.
You got an infection in your hand, and your hand did what? It
swole up.
Swole up, and it's still pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, my hand is still badly
sore.
Well, a bee stung my hand a week ago, and my hand is still
swollen.
Still swollen. And when's the best time to open a blister, in your opinion?
Well, I wouldn't say there was no particular time. Open it just as soon as it blisters up, it swells up.
Okay.
If it's a water blister, you know, well, a water blister, yeah.
You drain out the what?
Out the fluid.
Okay. Now, somebody in a war, somebody might get shot in the arm, and that'd be a...
He'd be a casualty.
Okay. He'd get a what? He'd be a... They take him back to treat
the wound.
The wound. And the kind of skinless growth that used to grow in that wound, you know, and sometimes they'd have to burn it.
Wasn't it proud fresh?
Proud.
But that's not a term that was used in this section.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if you got a little cut, you put what on it?
Iodine.
Iodine.
Now, Dr. Titchener's had it, sir.
Dr. Titchener?
Yeah.
Now, where did that come from?
That was it. Quite popular around in this section.
I know. I think it came from down around.
Dr. Titchener lived in the upper part of this parish.
Oh, he did?
And he was a Confederate veteran, and he's supposed to have compounded this antiseptic, and he moved to New Orleans and set up a factory, and it was popular in this area.
What did they get for malaria?
Quinine.
Quinine. And
all theirs.
Yeah. Did children ever get that disease of their throat and get real red and sore?
Red sore throat, they call it.
Well, you know, they might cough up blood or choke in the night.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the shit test after World War I for that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but word can't come to me right now. Diphtheria.
Diphtheria.
That's non-existent. I think they must vaccinate children for that today. I don't know. I never hear of it. They'd give them antitoxins for that.
Okay, now the doctor did everything he could, but the man finally
died.
Died, or he, other ways of saying that, she's been living all alone ever mm-hmm. since her husband.
She's passed on.
Passed on. But you might say, well, that man was never did a thing for anybody in his life. I'm glad that old skinflint finally
passed on.
Finally
died.
Kind of crude.
In that case, you'd say died.
Crude ways of saying that. I'm glad he finally kicked
off.
Kicked off. Okay.
Sometime in this section, in the latter years, they use he took the bus.
Took the bus.
You know, it was a one-way ticket.
Okay.
He didn't come back. I find that.
Took the bus.
Took the bus.
All right. Now, you know, back in the old days, people would die. And they'd be dead, say, a week, and nobody could figure out what he
died of.
Now, they laid him away in the, well, they buried him in the what? In the
graveyard.
Graveyard, okay. And they put him in a what?
Casket.
Okay, other names for that? The box they put him in?
Coffin.
With a coffin. Did you ever see the ones that were kind of wide at the shoulders and narrow at the head?
No, I never seen.
You know what a sharpshooter was?